Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friend, Paul Trombley, in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning there.
Paul, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are things going up for you guys?
The sun is shining. Yeah. It's bright out here.
Bright here, too, Paul. Nice here. Yeah. What are we looking at today?
Yeah, we're looking at nice sunshine and nice temperatures as well here today with highs to about 79 with a northwest wind, 5 to 15, 57 clear tonight, and then mid-80s sunshine set for Wednesday. Southwest winds 10 to 15, 61 Wednesday night with the chances for some storms moving through as we head through the evening. Another cool front comes through Wednesday night. Winds will be breezy out of the southwest with some of those storms looking to move in. And then 76 Thursday with a turning partly sunny with our skies. The northwest breezes still kicked up a bit. 51 Thursday night. From there up to 80 on Friday, and the heat and the humidity ramps up here for the weekend. 90 on Saturday, 65 Saturday night, mid-90s Sunday, and hot, humid days into at least Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday of next week before we may see some relief by Wednesday night, Thursday. But certainly another string of 90-degree days starting up here this weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Got a little bit of everything.
Sounds like it's summer again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Paul, we hate to ask difficult questions of people, especially this early in the morning, but I have to press you on one. Are you a donut guy?
I would not call myself a donut guy. I'll eat a donut like pretty rarely, but I don't. It's not my, not my thing.
You don't seek them out.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. Melissa and I are going to be talking about Krispy Kreme, talking a little donuts in a moment here. I wanted to check and see. I thought there's a lot we've talked about over the years. I don't know if I ever asked you that. So I thought I'd throw that one at you. Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. Now, I will say the last time I really enjoyed a donut was when we had a Krispy Kreme store in the area that I am, and getting them fresh off the line there, that was something, a different experience.
Yes. Oh, well said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not donuts. We'll have to get something else when we all get together for breakfast one of these days. We'll have to get something else.
Exactly.
Good to talk to you, Paul. You have a great day.
Yeah, you guys do.
Best in the
business
right there. He's awesome. Paul's awesome.
All right, make a note. Fresh Krispy Kreme donuts for Paul. Got it.
Nicely done. Thank you, Melissa, for writing that down. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a moment. We're Melissa and I got some fun to talk about there. She sent over a story I want to get to. But we got to get to this first, Melissa. This is big news. Not every day that the president is in your state.
That is true, and he's here today.
Yes, President Biden going to be in Milwaukee today giving remarks regarding the bipartisan infrastructure investment law. We're anticipating a Biden speech beginning around 1:30 today, somewhere around there, probably going to last about 30 minutes. We will carry it live right here at WFHR.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, everybody, and be listening for that. That is a pretty cool situation, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that we're able to cover it, too. I think that's pretty darn cool.
Yes.
And we are very, 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 very excited about this. We have a new rollout beginning, everybody. We are going to have new logos for our WIRI and WFHR stations.
Yeah.
We are working closely with another Civic Media family member, Rebecca Sullivan, who is doing an amazing job.
She's awesome.
She really is. Rebecca's not only creatively fun to work with, but she's really, really talented at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed our logos. And to be honest, the audience knows more than maybe even you, Melissa, and some out there. We had the same logos for quite some time. Our old logos were like advertising things we didn't even do anymore. that's how long we had those logos. So we get new logos about a year or two ago, and that was really fun. We liked those. These logos that we are getting right now are going to match more of the Civic Media family.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really getting away from what our newish logos were doing. You know, the we're going to have the WIRI chicken. And
oh, good. The chicken stays?
The chicken stays with
you. Because, audience, I'm as clueless as you as to what these look like because they haven't shared it with me yet. So
we honestly haven't seen much of it myself. and that's in part because I want to be with the audience on this. I want us all to be surprised, all of us to have fun. I know they're going to look good. I'm already positive. For that, Rebecca's too darn good at what she does. It's going to be great, but we do have some homework for you guys out there. First off, we want you to meet us at the Central Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah.
Go there. Mention that you heard about us talking about this in WFHR, WIRI. You're going to get a shirt.
Absolutely.
You get a new shirt and enjoy the Central Wisconsin State Fair, of course, while you're there and everything. Got a lot of great acts at the fair.
I want to say it's the first 10 people, so you got to be there first.
Yeah, I thought I said that. I didn't say that. Nope. First 10
people. Maybe you didn't.
First 10 people.
Yes, but it's August 22nd through the 27th.
Yeah, and a lot of great acts going to be there. Looking forward to seeing you down there, everybody. We'll have some bunch of our staff. I don't know if I'll be there or not. My father had hip surgery last week. My mother just had it yesterday, which... As a side note, growing up, I became a foolish romantic because of my mom and dad being together at 14, 15, and all this. But have they taken romance too far? Getting matching hip surgeries feels like I don't know if that's romantic or not. Honestly, I don't know.
Did they get the same side?
Yes, it was on the same side. My mother had arthritis, though, in hers. My dad, it was more, sports injuries.
They might have taken it too far then, James. But question is, how's your mom doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for asking. She is great, strongest human being I've ever known, and going to take a lot to take her out. She's doing well.
Rest up well, Pat.
Pam.
Pam. That's what I meant. Pam. Yeah. I was going to say mom, but then I was like, wait, I don't know if I can go that far, but...
Trust me. You definitely could, Melissa. She is a huge fan of yours.
Okay. Well, I think of her as mom. I don't think of her as Pam.
Her and dad are going to be recovering, so I'm not sure if I will be at the fair next week or not, but I am hoping to be there, and I want to see you there.
Yeah, and I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
513 East 17th Street in Marshfield. The Central Wisconsin State Fair is where you can check this out. You can go to centralwisconsinfair.com to find out more. One thing you'll find at the fair, along with our booth, is you're going to find the Truth Booth.
Yes, where you can tell your story.
Yeah, we want to hear your stories. We want to preserve them, want to get to know you better, and for you to get to know us better. What better way to do that than have a conversation?
Absolutely.
We are excited about this. A shout out to Jorge and the great work that he has done on that. And really everybody that has been working on this so hard. Really appreciate all the work that's been put into this. And it's so darn exciting to be a part of a part of the community again, to be doing things with you guys again. We're very excited about this. This is just the beginning, everybody. We're just getting started with this.
That's right.
Let's talk donuts, Melissa.
Okay.
It may only be August, but Krispy Kreme is ready to dive into fall.
Don't say it.
I got to say it, Melissa.
No, don't say it.
I got to do it.
No.
Pumpkin spice.
Ah.
Pumpkin spice is back, everybody.
I knew you were going to say that.
There are many people who hibernate throughout the pumpkin spice season. they choose to avoid it at all means possible, and I don't begrudge them.
They cancel their Facebook account. They turn off their social media. Otherwise, they don't go on the news.
They find a cave and they burrow in and they get comfortable. I am a city boy. I got cave. I got as far as cave, and then I went burrow in, which I'm pretty sure is the opposite of what you do in a cave. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I guess it depends on how deep you want to go.
Not sure. So Krispy Kreme has released two new seasonal pumpkin spice donuts.
All right.
The new donuts are the pumpkin spice cheesecake swirl donut. That sounds okay.
If you like cheesecake, okay. Yeah,
it looks really good. I'll say that. It looks really good. But, Melissa, they have a pumpkin spice original glazed donut and a pumpkin spice cake donut that both sound good. Mm. But this is the one. The pumpkin spice maple pecan donut.
Oh, yeah, that might be worth trying.
I need that. I need to try that.
Well, much like Paul, my first taste of Krispy Kreme donuts was fresh. My dad and I went to Vegas for a bike show, and I got to try fresh Krispy Kreme donuts while I was there. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever put in my mouth at that point in my life.
Right. They were.
I think I ate like three of them in about 2 minutes.
They are really good, but there's something about them fresh. That is completely
because they
different.
Just melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Seasonal drinks are also on the menu, including pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin this, pumpkin that, pumpkin everything.
Is there anything else on the menu?
They have iced pumpkin spice coffee, and the menu is going to be open until October 8th.
Okay.
They could also be found at select grocery stores as well. I'm waiting for the day when they're just going to, I'd like to a pumpkin spice, you know, whatever. And they just give you a pumpkin with a straw in it. Like, that's it. Literally, that's it.
Actually, that would be kind of cool. It'd be very Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah, I like that. I was joking, but now that
here,
I said
have
it
a gourd.
Like, yeah. Actually, it doesn't sound so bad. You're going to get a pumpkin during October anyway. Might as well,
right.
We will take a break right here. We're going to get to Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Hey, thank you, Garth. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. It's time, everybody, to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stitt Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can send them to any of our staff. And, of course, direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, send it over.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, we want to celebrate your birthdays.
We got 5 names on the list, but only 4 possible qualifiers, 4 possible qualifiers, Melissa. So give me a 1 through 4 if you don't mind.
I'm going to choose 1.
All right, nice. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to my oldest partner in crime, my little sister.
Aww.
Beans, happy birthday. My sister, Jillian.
Happy birthday, Jillian.
Jill is an amazing human being. I was talking about this with my dad the other day. I'm pretty sure it's my earliest memory is walking up to the incubator and just seeing her in there and thinking, I have to protect this. I've got somebody else that can reach things. I can put her on my shoulders and she'll be able to reach the cookies and things like that.
Well, partner in crime.
Oh yeah. not as much anymore. Being a parent and all that has kind of kept us a little more straight and narrow. But
right.
I can't think of a better friend or a better sister. She's the best. Jillian is also part cartoon character. There's that. I'll talk to you a little later, Beans. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a look at our local birthdays, and happy 70th to Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder.
Happy birthday, Gene.
Gene, happy number 70. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy your day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Happy birthday, Doug Kasten.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Hope it's a good one, Doug. Enjoy it. Happy birthday to Amy Seipel.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, hope it's a good day for you. Enjoy. Have a great one. And our qualifier today, Christina Fuller.
Ooh, congratulations, Christina.
Christina, enjoy. Hope it's a great day for you. Thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. We love celebrating with you. And congratulations to Christina.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Chief Keef is 28.
Chief Keef?
A hip hopper.
Oh, a rapper. Yeah. Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence is 33.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, interesting that, for some reason, I thought that she might be not older, but like 35, 36, just like by a couple of years or something, because she's been doing this for so long. She, of course, got her big break as Katniss in The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Got herself an Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook. Great performance there. Mystique in the X-Men movies. She's just continuing to have...
She's just getting started.
Yeah, really is. And already got an Oscar under her belt, a part of 2 major franchises. franchises. Just quite a career already.
Yeah.
When I hear her talk about this, like a lot of actors her age, it's almost as if they're playing with house money going forward. You know, they've got so much, they've got the street cred, they've got this cred. Now it's kind of like, well, what do I want to do? What would I like to do to push my career?
Yeah, she just did the comedy, No Hard Feelings.
Yeah. I hope she does more comedy because I really like her, especially as the straight man in the bits. Like,
yeah.
She does a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Emily Kinney is 39. She was Beth on The Walking Dead. She's making music nowadays, but I like her. She's a very good actor. I hope she acts again. Ooh, here's an uncomfortable one, sort of. Quinn Aaron is 39. He is Big Mike. He plays Michael Orr in The Blind Side. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, you haven't heard about that.
Okay. Nope.
Wait for the entertainment section, everybody. We'll be talking about The Blind Side, all right? We're going to be talking about it for a while, I have a feeling.
Okay.
Ben Affleck is 51.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The most recent Batman for some in the DC universe, Robert Pattinson, of course, playing it in another version. Ben Affleck has, in recent years, gotten behind the camera and won an Oscar for directing. He's also won an Oscar for screenwriting with his partner, Matt Damon, partner in writing, Matt Damon, for Good Will Hunting. Ben Affleck is one of these guys that is a little bit like, his name brings a lot of not just attention, but a certain vibe and a certain opinion to it and everything. What I appreciate is that he gets that. And he sees why people thought that. He doesn't maybe agree with it or not, I don't know. But I know that he has come out in interviews multiple times and said, I understand the pushback on my career. That people kind of looked at Matt Damon and thought he was the talent, and Ben didn't, what did Ben bring or what have you? And so you get behind the camera and you show everybody with the Oscar, hey, I won this without Matt. You know? He's also one of the more down-to-earth actors there are. And it might be weird to say that for a guy who's, you know, married to Jennifer Lopez, but in his career, he really has been. You talk to people out east, and he shows up at acting studios all the time, is very encouraging about getting young actors their breaks. Him and Matt Damon really started a TV show a while back to give young filmmakers an opportunity that weren't getting opportunities. And his recent work, and by that I mean his Dunkin' Donuts commercial, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's very, very good.
Is that the drive-thru one?
Yeah. No. He walks in. And he's like, hey, yeah, I'm Ben. And they're like, Ben Affleck. I feel like I should know who that guy is. He's like, he directed it, so he did a nice job with it. I will say, too, I have to give him credit because no matter what Ben or Matt do in their lives, they helped Robin Williams get his Oscar. And I will always be thankful for that. Robin should have had an Oscar 3 times before that, but I'll keep moving. Great man, great human being, Midwest zone. Anthony Anderson is 53. You may not know Anthony until you pull up a picture of him. He's in a lot of commercials. He was on the TV show Black-ish for a long time, was a little bigger, and was kind of one of those cameo actors that showed up in roles and always did a really good job. He was on, he guest starred on the TV show that I was working on in California and got to work with him for a day and a half. It was a lot of fun. He's a great guy. One of these guys that he'll get you laughing right up until the director says, you know, action, and you got to get in the character and everything. Like, he's a good guy, though.
Oh, and he was in Scary Movie and Myself, and Irene. You know, he's been in quite a few.
He's had a long
Romeo
career.
Must Die.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
The great Deborah Messing is 55.
Deborah Messing.
Will and Grace. The lead on Will and Grace. And she's been in a couple of other things. I always liked her. I always thought she did a really good job. Let us see here. Pat Priest is 87. Marilyn Munster on The Munsters. She had a good career. She had a good, did a good job on there. And then some people no longer with us, like Rose Marie, born in 1923. She was Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh.
She was so good on that show. Jim Lang, born in this day, 1932, the Dating Game host for 15 years. they have tried so hard so many times to bring that show back, and it never really works. And I think in part because it's not Jim Lang hosting it.
He
was the perfect host for that show. That can be a very awkward, uncomfortable show. You need a host that can transition, that can handle that kind of thing, that can improv.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of times those shows don't make it if they don't have the right host.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He was the right host. He really did. One of the more underrated game show hosts I think there has been. Just as a little sneak peek, this week, and actually the next couple of weeks on our for the Star of the Day with Culver's every Friday, mm-hmm. a little after Melissa's News in this time slot in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to do game shows.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with game shows. We haven't done that in a while.
Nice.
We're going to play some famous game show themes. You get them right. And so go ahead and bone up on all your game shows, everybody.
Listen to some jingles.
Bobby Helm was born in this day in 1933. Jingle Bell rock singer.
Yeah.
So, just let that one sit. Mm-hmm. I just let that sit. And also born in this day, Napoleon Bonaparte. Born in 1769, passed away in 1821. Whatever happened to him? I don't know. Whatever happened to him? So I'll look that up one of these days. there is a movie coming out based on Napoleon.
Oh.
With Joaquin Phoenix playing Napoleon Bonaparte.
Really?
Without an accent. I don't know. There's very few times I watch a trailer for something and I'm like, I could not be more like pushed away from a movie. I watched the trailer twice for this movie and just Joaquin's performance alone, I was like, no. That movie could win 20 Oscars and I doubt I'd see it.
It's kind of, why appropriate? I don't know if that's the right word, but he was obviously French.
Yes, yes, yes.
So why wouldn't he have a French accent?
Why would you not have a French actor play him at the very
exactly.
least? Why,
exactly.
I don't mean this in a mean way, but Joaquin Phoenix has a cleft lip, has a distinguished scar right there. Which he has acted through, and I find very impressive and very cool. That being said, when you're going to be playing an actual human being, like somebody who really existed in history, I feel like you should have somebody who looks the part, who
mm-hmm.
Not only visually, but can actually voice into a French accent.
Yes.
I don't understand. I don't know what we're doing anymore. I don't. It just doesn't matter anymore. You know. But it is what it is. We'll see. We'll see how it is. I don't know. Kind of happy birthday to Napoleon, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't know.
Sorry about the movie they're making of you.
Yeah. I'm sorry you were. You know. You were a jerk. He was. He was a jerk. Napoleon. I don't even know if you need to make a movie about Napoleon. Really. Moving on, we do want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Christina Fuller.
Yes, congratulations, Christina.
Happy birthday to Amy, to Doug, and a happy 7th to Gene Weiler.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, everyone.
And a happy birthday to my little sister, Jillian Maylovzowski. Jill, enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, Jillian.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you and encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News right here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Locally Grown Radio.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
We're not sure you're going to know what we mean in this next segment. We might make some new lingo unpopular, Melissa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. True story, we actually know who came up with the term LOL or laugh out loud.
Really?
It was a guy in Canada named Wayne Pearson. He was the first to use it back in the 1980s. And there was actually a photo of him out about it and everything. He was in a chat room in the early days of the internet when a friend said something that really did make him laugh out loud. So he typed LOL. Then his friend asked what it meant, and the other people in the room started using it.
Well, I mean, it had to start somewhere.
It's kind of cool to hear the origin stories of some of these things. I always find that stuff interesting. Well, Wayne had a good run, but we're sorry to say that that day is finally past because kids apparently think LOL is cringe now.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I saw this one coming. As soon as I noticed that I used it a lot, I noticed that this one was coming. My students actually have asked me to use the GIFs, the emojis.
Oh,
instead, yeah. and young people have started. New York Times just did a story on how LOL is dead, and young people have started using IJBOL. I just burst out laughing.
Because that's easy.
Yeah, right. The worst part is we're already pronouncing it wrong. Instead of saying each letter, you're supposed to say easy bowl.
Oh.
Easy bowl. Easy bowl. Okay. And we've just killed it. We have just destroyed this. Now
well, good, because that one shouldn't lift off.
They're going to have to come up with something completely new now, because Melissa and I are over 18, and we've talked about it. It's not even a new term, though. It's been around for over a decade, but young people prefer it because it seems new, and because they associate terms like LOL and LMAO with millennial humor, not Gen Z humor.
Okay.
You know what? Come up with something else. Come up with something new. Come up with something. This has been around for over a decade. I've even seen this, and I'm not hip at all. And I've seen this before. So, and if the New York Times is doing a story on it, which, side note, I mean, they just cut a bunch of staffing and everything like a month ago. They got time to do stories on this, but they can't cover like important. Come on, New York Times, you're one of the few people that we could count on. This is the stories. This is the work you're doing. This is the heavy reporting you're doing.
Maybe a new word for laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, how many do we have in the English language?
And I mean, I genuinely mean a new word. I mean, I want you to pull out your Dr. Seuss in you, and I want a new word.
Not an acronym.
No. Acronyms are easy. Acronyms are lazy. Come on. Come up with something new, young people. We did that. How many people were saying rad? Huh? Come on. Deaf. No. It's no different. Every generation does this. We did. Our generation did it. The generation before us.
We just
did this.
Used all the cool words, so now they just have to come up with other things.
I'm actually curious about that, Melissa. I've talked to a number of my students about this, and they're even of the mind, like, we're talking 18 to 25, okay? And they're even of the mind that this has passed them by. they don't even know what's new or hip or anything. One of my students actually teaches young kids, second grade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade. And she was telling me how every one of her students thinks she's so old. And her terms and her words when she uses like LOL and things like that, they just laugh at, they giggle and walk away. Like, she just turned 21. She just turned 21. Wow. Like, but in talking to her about this and her generation about this, one of the things that I thought was interesting is what you just said. So much has already been done. There's nothing new under the sun. We turned the word cool into cool a long time ago. We've been doing that with these words for a long time. So with lit or that's fire or anything else, like, where are you going with these things now? What does the next generation do? A big thing like with this is music and fashion. The style now for either of these genres is just mash it up, whatever it is. Do you like bell bottoms and polka dots? Do it. Do you like rock and country? Put it together. Like that's kind of the new thing, which isn't really that new. It's just kind of like, you know, it feels like being poor. Like when we were poor, we didn't have a lot. Okay, we got bread and we have this. We got let's find a way to make a sandwich. Let's just put these things together and see what happens. Same thing with clothing. I don't have different clothes for every day. So let's see. This is clean, and I didn't wear this threat 5 days ago, so I'll wear that.
You know what I think we should do is go back to Victorian slang.
Oh yeah,
because they said things like tickety boo.
Yes.
And natty narking.
Natty narking.
Yeah.
Natty narking.
Afternoonified.
Ooh, okay. Now that one definitely has to come back. Afternoonified. What does that mean? What is that?
A very posh way of saying something is, well, posh. In the Victorian era, the leisurely practice of taking tea in the afternoon has become fashionable. So to be afternoonified was to be associated with this refined and leisurely lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. I like that one. I don't know why, but I just like saying that, afternoonified. That's just a fun word to say.
Yeah, there's a lot of these are fun. Some of them we still use, balderdash.
Oh,
that's absurd, something absurd.
Don't use it enough, though. Need to use it more.
What about scuttlebutt?
Oh, another good one. Yes, another good one. Oh, scuttlebutt. What does that mean specifically?
Mm-hmm. This word's origin refers to a cask or barrel called a butt that was used to store drinking water on ships. In order to access the water, sailors would scuttle or cut a hole to access the water while exchanging news and gossip. Not dissimilar to today's reference to water cooler gossip.
Nice, nice. So, you're just sitting around with your friend scuttlebutting.
Exactly.
I like it. Hey, what are you doing, lady? You want a scuttlebutt? What? Well, where are you going? Where are you going? No, it means to talk. Scuttlebutt. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like this. 424-2600. Are there any terms out there that you want to bring back that you think we should be doing again, that we should bring back? We'll keep this conversation going all day. 424-2600. I want to hear from you. Otherwise, you can email us, of course, james.mailf@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Yes. And if we don't hear from you, we may get the morbs.
What's that one?
We'd be bummed out if we didn't hear from you.
Yeah.
The morbid morbs, feelings.
The morbs is perfect. Honestly, if you had told me that a young kid had come up with that phrase, I'd believe you. If you told me that was a 2023 phrase, I would believe it. The morbs.
Got a case of the morbs.
Got a case of the morbs, man. Got a case of the morbs. We're going to get moving here, everybody. We're going to go over here. That's a good one. I like that one.
Could you stop just being natty-narking?
I love
annoying this. Or irritating.
That's good. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. James and Melissa to hang out with you. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got some fun stuff to get into to take you to the top of the hour. ZCDC helps us get the segment going. real quick shout out to Melissa and Seth and our team and the great production and turnover they were able to do. That was a nice commercial earlier at the Central Wisconsin State Fair commercial. That was nice.
Yeah, nice job, Seth.
Meet us down there, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned be one of the first 10 people to mention that you heard about the fair and that we're going to be down there and you'll get a shirt.
On WFHR.
On WFHR. be sure to do that. So do you feel like you're working too much and not just at your job, but also at doing homework or parenting or paying bills or just on and on and on and on and on? Whatever you're doing, you go somewhere and boom, you're working. Maybe you're punching a clock or you're getting chores done or what have you. That's life. That's kind of the way things go. And here's a formula that you can use to figure out whether you really are working too much and not giving your brain and body a chance to relax. It's called the 42% rule.
Hmm.
Basically, studies have found that your brain and body need to spend at least 42% of their time relaxing and not under stress just to keep you functioning properly.
42%? Okay.
42% of a 24-hour day is 10 hours. So that includes sleep, exercise, watching TV, reading, or anything else you do to unwind. And if you can't get in 10 hours in one day, you can spread it out over a week or more. So what happens if you don't give your body 42% of the time to relax? Well, me. I'm what happens. eventually, you burn out. You get sick, wind up sleeping for at least 12 hours for a few days because you need to catch up. I can speak to this. Now, here for first up, 424-2600. Does anybody get this? Does anybody feel they get this? Even close to this. I'm talking 8 to 10 hours even. 424-2600. If you do, how do you get this? How do you how do you maintain how do you keep up a routine of okay, I'm going to I am out of work, I'm detaching and it's go time.
Go time to relax.
Go time to relax. Yes, exactly. to unwind and all that. Because I have to even psych myself up for that, Melissa. I you would think I'm going into work with the way that I will going into, quote, relax time. There's too much to do. And there's a lot on, and I'm not saying this about me. I'm saying this because I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. You out there, go ahead and call up and let us know, 424-2600, there's a lot on the shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, if it isn't the job here, which has no punching in or punching out, Melissa and I and Seth, anybody who works at this station, there is no punching in and punching out. We'll get emails at 10 o'clock at night. We'll get emails at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll, you know, this job doesn't allow you to really take too much time away from it. That being said, there is also other things in life. You know, I've mentioned earlier my folks and helping take care of them, my children and trying to spend time with them. I teach on the side. I, you know, up until the acting strike, was you know, working pretty consistently, auditioning for things and such. There is a lot on, and I'm just giving you the stuff that I feel comfortable sharing, everybody. Like, I'm not even covering all my bases here. And every one of you out there, I imagine, can relate to this outside of maybe. I was going to say outside if you're retired, but I don't even know how many people can actually genuinely retire anymore.
That's true. And oftentimes when people retire, they find themselves busier doing different things, but things that they enjoy. So is there a difference doing the things you enjoy versus the things you have to do? Do those Good things question. Count as a relaxation? Because you mentioned reading books or watching TV. Those are things we enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good question. I think to each individual, they have to figure that out. Because I for a long time told myself, oh, I'm doing this, I'm relaxing, I'm taking it easy. I'm just going over monologues, you know, and that's fun to me. I like acting, so it's fun. Nope. It was not fun. It was not relaxing when I look back at it. It was actually one of the more tense things I was doing with my time. but I convinced myself that this was me having a life almost. This was me relaxing. I don't know about this. I like genuinely, if it was my job to take 10 hours a day to relax, I got a feeling that I might have to, you know, I might be on my way out.
You might get fired.
Yeah, I might get fired. I might get fired from my relaxation job. I don't know if I,
you know, I'm sorry to give you this pink slip, James, but you have failed at relaxing on every level.
I get fired.
I don't know.
That.
I've never seen anybody do this before. It's quite phenomenal, actually. In fact, maybe you should make this into a career. Oh, wait, you did.
I wish it was a bit. I really do. I wish it was just kind of like a joke that I'm playing with the audience and we're having fun with it and everything. But I'm generally one of those people that has to. I really do have to rewire my brain when it comes to that, to this work, overworking in that. And I know that I'm not alone on that one. we're doing this show in America. And we got the two beautiful stereotypes about Americans, where we're either the lazy American or the overworking American. It seems like one or the other, which is hilarious to me, by the way, as a side note. I think that's just funny the way some of the world sees us and everything. But
and
there is
we
some
would
truth
like,
in that.
Yeah, but we would like to dig into that, honestly, on our station, because we want to connect with our audiences. We want to know what you really feel about these things. So you can call up 424-2600, or you can show up at the Marshfield Fair and tell us in our truth booth, where you could actually, you know, have 10 minutes to just share your story.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, one of the things that I think is really cool about that, not to say the booth is whatever you're going to make the booth and telling your story. It's your story. You decide how you want to tell it. I will say, though, I like the idea of it being a vent booth. I like the idea of people being able to just get in there and be like, well, this is my day. This is what it's like. And just unwinding.
Well, because oftentimes we don't really sit down to think about what did I accomplish today? I get to the end of the day and I'm like, well, what did I really accomplish? And then when I really start to think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I got that done and I got that done and I got that done. But sometimes you just feel so overwhelmed by the end of the day that the time you get to sit down, you're like, I was just so busy. I don't even know what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's all of this going on that we just talked about as far as your daily life. And then there's everything else going on, weather, politics, breaking in stories, all these different things going on that you're trying to keep up with all of this stuff, all of this information, while, again, also like, hey, you know, I have kids. Hey, how are you guys doing?
And I'm supposed to take time for myself.
Oh,
self-care.
Yeah,
what is that?
What is self-care? Self-care. I got to Google that. I got to look that up. Self-care. it's where we've gotten to in this
rat race
is where I was going to go with it. Yeah I almost said game, but it's not a game, it's a rat race. It really is. Now, as far as how to get these things, let's say that you're looking at this and you're like myself and you're like, well, God, I don't even get close to that 42% or whatever, 10 hours a day or anything like that. Finding ways to fit some time in, finding ways to nudge that in.
Well, because it doesn't have to necessarily be 10 consecutive hours. It's 44% of the day.
How do you do that? How do you out there do that? How do you find those moments of calm? I will say I find like a lunch break, possibly that hour or that time to kind of unwind a tad bit and really kind of make myself do it.
Do you actually eat?
Yeah,
during that break?
That's one of the only ways to get me to be still.
to feed you?
Yes. and once I start eating, my body is so thankful. And my brain is like, oh, yeah, food.
That's what this is.
Hey, this is good. This is great.
Is that a guy thing? Because it seems like every time I try to get my boyfriend to eat, like on a normal schedule during the weekends, like, you know, I know you're hungry, even if you don't feel like you're hungry. And he's like, nope, I'm fine. And then 30 minutes later, gosh, I'm starving. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know a number of guys that are like that, but I also know a lot of guys like my dad, where my father's always been really smart about food. He's just always, it seems like his body, he's hungry, boom, gotta feed the machine, and you know, he'll put some energy in, and then he's good to go.
Yeah. Or do you just get so wrapped up in what you're doing that doesn't even make it up to the brain?
Doesn't get there. It doesn't register until my stomach is yelling at me. But I don't know how different everybody is, but I will say that, and to share this, hopefully that it helps another person out there, 424-2600, in these months that I've been taking therapy, I've realized that there is such a connection with food that we don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
It intertwines in so many different things of our lives. And yes. One of the things for me growing up, it was always, well, make sure that my brother and sister have food. Make sure that they get something first. I get the end piece, and they get this and this and this and that. And it was just always that way. I don't know how much that played into things, but it definitely had an effect, you know, on me and food. I will say also, though, like a lot of, like you said, men out there, work. our whole value system is based on work. I'm not saying that's right, and I'm not saying that we should do that, but that is a lot of how we are, society, you know, we come into it. You're a guy, work. That's
your
job.
And that single-minded focus on what's right in front of you in that moment.
Yeah. Forget the fact that in order to work, you probably do need some energy, and so eating is good. Why we don't make that connection, I don't know. And let's be fair too here. I think that there's probably, if we thought about this, if you mark down all the men in your life and all the people you know and everything, I imagine that it's probably 50-50 or maybe even 60-40.
Yeah. And women can do this too. Think of mothers.
Yes.
They are the last ones to eat. They're always focused on getting everybody else fed and everybody else food, and their food is an afterthought.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure to get to that too, because I think that oftentimes women in particular, mothers and very specifically single moms, really are guilty of this as well. And it's important for all of us to make sure that food's good. Food's great. I actually like eating. I love food. I really do. I'm Italian, for God's sake. It's in my DNA to love food.
But you can't pour from an empty cup.
Nope. And it's important to know that only you can fill your cup. Mm-hmm. You have to take the time to fill your cup. In order to, if you want to take care of other people, if you want to help other people, and you want to help them mm-hmm. help themselves, you got
to
fill
yours first. Take care of yourself. So 44% of that time, let's, I don't know, start making lists of how to fit this in.
42. Do you think you get close to this?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe some days better than others, but I don't know. I don't think so.
You know, I think that I've known a couple of people in my life that have a good balance with this. I think Steph was really good at it. And to be honest, part of the reason I ask you, Melissa, is out of politeness. But also, I feel like you have a better handle of this than most I know. And even you could probably use a little bit of, you know, a little more help with it and everything. But I do think that you do a fairly good job of it.
Well, it's a little harder working from home because it's always right here. You know, I don't get to go elsewhere to get away from work. So it is a harder to detach.
I admire that so much in you. And and the way that you can put up with me, that it may be the thing I admire the most about you, Melissa. Maybe.
Why? Thank you. When do I get my prize?
It's coming up, right? Oh, we gotta go to break.
Of course we do.
Melissa and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.